Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of January. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the new year and the opportunity it brings to make changes in our lives. How can we ensure that these are lasting changes? Our Bible reading today is Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verses 2 to 6. Obedience to the King. Obey the King since you vowed to God that you would. Don't try to avoid doing your duty, and don't stand with those who plot evil, for the King can do whatever he wants. His command is backed by great power. No one can resist or question it. Those who obey him will not be punished. Those who are wise will find a time and a way to do what is right. For there is a time and a way for everything, even when a person is in trouble. Amen. As we stand at the threshold of a new year, contemplating the changes we desire and the things we wish to remain the same, it's essential to tune in to God's timing, the rhythm of life. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we find wisdom that can guide us in this pursuit. Verse 6 of our passage says, "For there is a proper time and procedure for every matter, though a person may be weighed down by misery." These verses remind us of the importance of aligning ourselves with God's timing and following his guidance. Just as a king's word is supreme and unquestionable, so is God's wisdom and understanding. When we surrender our own agendas and seek his will, we can navigate the complexities of life with confidence. As we embark on this new year, we have a choice. We can choose to walk our own way, driven by our own desires and ambitions, or we can choose to walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means surrendering our plans and desires to God and allowing him to set the pace and direction for our lives. When we walk in the Spirit, we align ourselves with God's perfect timing. We no longer rush ahead, anxious and impatient, but instead we find peace in knowing that God's plans for us are good and that he will guide us step by step. Walking in the Spirit also means embracing the rhythm of life. Just as music has its own beat and tempo, life has its own rhythm. There are seasons of growth, seasons of rest, seasons of waiting, and seasons of harvest. When we are in tune with God's rhythm, we can navigate these seasons with grace and wisdom. So as we step into this new year, let us commit to tuning into the rhythm of life. Let us seek God's guidance and wisdom in all that we do. Let us surrender our own plans and desires and trust in his perfect timing. By walking in the Spirit, we can experience a year filled with purpose, peace, and fulfillment. As you reflect on these words today, you might want to use this question to help you. How can you align yourself with God's timing and embrace the rhythm of life in this coming year? And I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we look at making lifestyle changes that last.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.